upon his name. Not so tricky. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Say it again. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That wasn't bad, was it? Think we can do it again? Let's try it out. Here we go. Goes like this. Oh, give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks. To the Lord. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Call upon his name, call upon his name. Oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Now you got weak on the hands. Come on, let's hear the hands. Here we go. One more time. Come on, everybody. Here we go. Sing out loud like you mean it. We sing. Oh, give thanks. Yeah! Give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord. Isn't that cool? Not bad for a song that we did in 1994. With a grateful heart, give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. Sing it. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. That beautiful? Let's sing it again. Let's worship. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Declare it tonight. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. You know, it's a very scriptural concept. You feeling weak? Let the weak say. More than a concept, truth, excuse me. Let the weak say, I am strong. You feeling a little weak tonight, spiritually? A little weak physically? Just weak emotionally? Just been battered? The best thing you can do is give thanks. Open your mouth up. Make a declaration of faith. How many know when we make a declaration of faith based on God's Word, it makes all the difference? Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. You know, we think of poor always in the sense of money. Jesus said, blessed are the poor. He came for the poor. Poor in heart, poor in spirit. There's a lot of other things than just poor financially. He took care of that too. I'm so glad. The word is clear. But aren't you glad that the poor can declare, tonight I'm rich. I'm rich. Hallelujah. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Come on ahead, declare it. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Sing out. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we do, we declare. Come on, let's say it like we mean it. I'm rich. Hallelujah. I'm strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we thank you for that tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated after you greet somebody, one person that you don't know. Say hello. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Be nice and considerate to the person behind you. It's not your time to preach, but just think of one thing. Think of one main thing that you'd just love to tell the people that you're thankful for. 30 seconds. No preaching. 30 seconds. One thing. Did you hear me, Bob Weir? You're as bad as, well, you're not as bad as I am, but you're close. Yeah, right on. Hey, I'll take that. Praise the Lord. Tonight, in speaking of that very thing, and again, we're going to give you an opportunity. Here's an article written. I love it. How many of you ever heard of Mark Hankins? Pastor Mark Hankins. I love him. I steal a lot of his, just brazenly, bald-faced, steal a lot of his material. I absolutely love it. And He has an article here called Voice Your Praise. He says here, there's a tremendous power available when Christians lift their voices in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord God. Everything that Jesus has done for us on the cross through his death, burial, and resurrection is activated through praise and worship. Let the high praises of God, this is Psalms 149. Why don't you turn and look at it with us in Scripture. Psalms 149, verses 6 through 9. I'm reading out of the King James is what he has here. I'll give you a moment to get there where you can read it with me. Maybe underline it, put a marker in your Bible or your phone, whatever. Psalms 149, verses 6 through 9. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. I know this sounds kind of dark, but hang with us. And to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron to execute upon them judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. I believe very prophetically a type and shadow of what would come. How many know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of wickedness in high places. Isn't that something? All of these things, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against demonic foe. Okay, there is a tremendous power available when Christians lift up their voices in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Everything that Jesus has done for us on the cross through his death, burial, and resurrection is activated through praise and worship. So again, this is why he says, let the high praises of God be in your mouth, a two-edged sword in your hand to execute vengeance, to bind kings, to execute judgment. The power of the blood of Jesus is activated as we lift our voices in praise to God. Let me back up and say that one more time. The power of the blood of Jesus is activated as we lift our voices in praise to God. Every believer has authority. We exercise our authority when we lift our voices in praise. The Lord has defeated Satan, but there's an execution of judgment upon him and his works when we praise God. Amen. Psalm 18, verse 3. Maybe turn there real quick. You'll love that. David is writing. He says, I will love thee. Verse 1. O Lord, my strength, I think it is. Let me turn there. I wrote a song based on this years ago, and I can't. Psalms 18. I will love thee. Oh, Lord, my strength. Okay, I had it right. What do you know? I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord, listen to his declaration. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. He says it again, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Pretty awesome. Okay. God has ordained strength to come out of your mouth. Psalms 8, verse 2 talks about God out of the mouth of babes. God has ordained strength. Pretty awesome. Jesus referred to this verse in Matthew 21, 16 as perfected praise. Think of that. Perfected praise. The power of praise was ordained to stop the enemy. The principalities and powers of darkness are bound and their schemes are defeated when believers lift their voices in praise. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Do you remember that? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. How? Through the pulling down of strongholds. And he goes and talks about the process of bringing our mind into subjection to the truth of Jesus and his obedience to the cross. Lift up your voice. Hebrews 13, 15 in the Amplified. Through him, therefore, let us constantly at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. It was comic. I was laughing at myself because I'm sitting there in my bedroom in the calm of the evening, kind of going over these thoughts, thinking about tomorrow and some other things. You know, this year's the first year in 4 years I haven't had my folks here. Kind of a what's to be thankful about that, you know? And then my neighbor in a normally quiet neighborhood cranks up his motorcycle. I'm ready to go out there and choke somebody, and I'm talking about being thankful, praising God. Then when he gets done, I thought, phew, finally that's over. The dog just went incessantly for a half hour. Now I'm ready to shoot a dog, choke the neighbor, and I'm talking about being thankful. Woo! Yes. Okay, here we how many know it's important to have an attitude of thanksgiving? That's normally a quiet neighborhood. I'm not going to say that. I get myself in serious trouble. I was going to say a 222 would quiet that dog, but you'd see me in the paper. Okay. When we as believers live a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving to God, we have supernatural strength coming out of our mouths. God can be no bigger in you than you praise him to be. His praise is it's an open, outward expression of your faith. If he can keep you quiet, notice that deliverance came in the book of Acts, in the age of grace, post death, burial, resurrection, ascension of Jesus Christ. Paul and Silas were found singing praises in jail, thankful. And suddenly, hallelujah. How many glad for the suddenly? The wider and the louder we open our mouths in praise, and there's a lot of religious thinking that wants to tone this down. Why do you got to be so loud? And you see these same people at baseball games, football games, or their favorite, whatever it is. The wider and louder we open our mouths in praise, confession, thanksgiving, the bigger Jesus is in our lives. You understand what he's saying, right? Our salvation and victory is activated by the voice of thanksgiving. It amazes me that people that got saved in the loudest, most boisterous, awesome, Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled meetings, and a few years later, they're upset by a little bit of loud. It's more an attitude than it is gratitude. And so we have to really watch those things. Man, open. I'll tell you what, when I'm praising God, I don't even hear whatever else is going on. I love Tommy Barnett. His attitude at 70 plus years of age, when he was pulling in more youth and wanting to reach the city, and man, they've done some great things, the Dream Centers, and both in LA and here in Phoenix, and now they've got three campuses there throughout. I mean, here's this older gentleman who is in love with God, and he says, I don't get that stuff and I don't like it that loud, but I'm thrilled about what's going on. And he said, I'm wearing earplugs. He sat in the front row with his boys, the earplugs stuck in his ears, just jumping and praising God. That's an attitude, and yelling out the praise of God. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I will bless the Lord. Psalms 34, verses 1 and verse 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Man, that's beautiful. In God, this is Psalms 56, 4. Am I going too fast for you? Can you write these down? Psalm 56, 4. In God will I pray. In God will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Hey, that's awesome. Here's another one. Psalms 21, verses 11 and 13. For they intended evil against me. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. And then, of course, what I referenced a few minutes ago, found in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And suddenly there was a great earthquake and all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. I've seen this happen so many times. The most quietest, meekest, sensitive people get absolutely free in the Holy Ghost, have an absolute scream and shout and fit on the way home, and have a total breakthrough that they couldn't get through any other way. I'm not saying screaming and shouting is the answer. I'm saying getting rid of the stuff that holds us down and makes us tentative and makes us so careful and makes us so quiet and makes us so reserved, and all that stuff is just hush, hush, down, down. Don't make a fool of yourself. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to be loud to save you. You just settle down. You just calm down. Be quiet. Now I'm telling you what, that kind of stuff. The Bible, Old Testament, whoo, let the high cymbals rock and roll. Let the stringed instruments hammer. Lift your voices. It was a mighty shout of praise in the Old Testament. You do a little shouting yourself. Some of you think I'm picking on you, don't you? I'm not. I had no intention at all of talking about this in this way. So if it's hitting you, just say, oh me, and pull your shoes under your chair. Just remember, it pays to get loud. And praise God. It really does. All right, here we go. Praise stops the enemy. We lift our voices, deliverance comes. Your voice is your address. That's where I stole that from, Greg. Your voice is your address in the Spirit. How I love that statement. Let me say it again. Your voice is your address in your spirit, of your spirit. What's coming out of your mouth identifies where you're living. Whoo, that's good news. All right, here we go. The high praises of God in your mouth will execute vengeance, the word says. Binds devils, executes judgment. Written, it is written, Jesus said. It is written three times. The word of God is forever settled. Psalms 119, verse 89. Psalms 119, verse 89. His word is forever settled in heaven. God needs someone on earth to lift his or her voice in praise and thanksgiving to his word. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare a holy war. He says, Jesus is Lord. Satan is defeated foe. Do not be silent. Lift up your voice in praise and execute vengeance and judgment in your life, in the earth, in this hour. Isn't that a powerful article? Isn't that great? There is power in thanksgiving. Such power. One of the most dramatic testimonies that I've ever come across personally. I've got my own. You've heard me talk about them. When we were in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, we were stuck. One of the girls had rear-ended a van with our new car. Money went out there. I wound up with a medical condition. I don't know if you guys know. Well, I don't want to say it because that'll get the wrong thing to hear. But anyway, I wound up in the hospital. I was 48 hours from dying. True story. On our way here. Oh, hallelujah. We're following God. Going there. And I mean, it was just one blast after another. We knew. We were confident. But we got stuck in Broken Arrow. And all that we had done to save was just going backwards. And in a little place that, man, we couldn't find a place to rent. Similar to here. Couldn't find a place to rent. Wound up in this little shack. And it wasn't my kids remember it as very cozy. It was a wreck. I mean, I was not thankful for it at all. The whole thing. I did not want to be there. I don't like Oklahoma to this day. I don't even want to fly over Oklahoma. And here I was stuck in Oklahoma. And my attitude was getting worse and worse and worse. And one day I walked in from work, sat down and started pulling off my boots. And I heard a voice that was almost audible. Say, be thankful. He may as well have said, son, I've got this. If you'll trust me, I've got this. Because I heard it all at the same time. And I'd heard that before. He said, be thankful. And I stopped what I was doing. I realized. And there was an overflow of repentance, of love, of worship, and of thanksgiving, and of repentance, and of love, and of worship, and of thanksgiving, and a little more repentance. Recognizing, yeah, you're right. Where am I at? Do you know that that day, as I got thankful, I knew in my heart, it was almost like, you know, when you go to a chiropractor and you just feel the bone, just go, you hear that? You go, oh. In the spirit, it went. And I knew. And you know, from that, I'm not being melodramatic at all. From that day forward, everything began to change. I got noisy in that house. I forgot about everything else. I'd been a praise and worship leader. I could be noisy with the rest of them. But my voice had been quieted. It had been subdued. I'd begin to reason. I'd begin to look around and become disillusioned. I got wild again. Hallelujah. And breakthrough came as I got thankful. I started to say one of the most dramatic testimonies that I've ever heard was, I don't remember if it was my second or third trip into Cuba. And it would have been my second trip. The first trip, we stayed pretty much within the area of Havana and saw a lot of incredible things. The underground church, it was very, very strange to be at that time, just a few years after Russia had left, and yet their presence was still being felt there. The guy that was put on me as a tail, I identified him, looked as white as you or I. So whether he was Russian descent, I don't know. But it was hilarious because this guy, I would do one of these, just like you see in the movies, and he'd make I'd be clear across Havana, and they were right on us. And so we had to arrange to kind of trick them, wait 3 days, pretend like we were tourists. Then we'd make a phone call, head out of the hotel at night the back way, get in a taxi, go to another place, get in another vehicle, and then head off to where we were going. It was hilarious. And they were watching us close, though, because I was taking notes, as a matter of fact, on our trip and some of the things the pastors were going through. And I had details down like rations, what the rations were daily at that time for food, rations for gas. I had all this stuff written down. Staying in this beautiful hotel, that's how you go, under the pretense. I went illegally through Nassau, no passport. So, you know, you're in trouble if you get nabbed. At any rate, they knew who we were. And I didn't realize how close to tabs they were keeping us, on us, until when I went to leave, I was on the airplane, already in the air, heading back to Miami, and I'm going through that book and remembering all the different things I'd written down, miracles and different things that we'd seen, tremendous stuff. And I get to the page where I had all these little facts written down about, and they're gone. They're simply removed. None of my stuff was stolen. I had my watch in there. I had a number of different things that would have been of great value. Everything was left alone. Everything was intact. Nothing was stolen except three pages full of details about the way the Cuban government was treating the people. Gone. So they knew exactly where we were at and what we were doing. So that woke me up because I ended up years later smuggling a lot, and you've probably heard that story, a lot of stuff into Cuba with a Swiss, through the Swiss embassy, with a religious invitation through the, anyway, it was quite a deal. So back to one of the most dramatic stories of Thanksgiving that I've ever heard. Second trip, we were able to get into the interior, a place called Camagüey. And we went there for a youth convention. Now this there, they use the word youth, is a very broad term because it can be anywhere from 10 to 80. They just have a knockdown, drag-out revival, and it's awesome. All planned underground. We went to a building where for a number of years, there was no announcement. They would plant, this is a true story, just like you hear about China. I knew the people personally. They would plan a meeting there, and people would come in by the droves. Who invited you? Nobody invited us. We were praying, and the Lord told us to come here. They'd arrive on the same weekend and have a Holy Ghost meeting. So I got to be in that building where this was going on. Pretty awesome stuff. We were sitting there with Eliseo Villar, Arminio Pupo, a number of these guys that were just tremendous, humble men of God, but just powerful men. We sat in a room off the sanctuary to one side where they had a little kitchenette, and we were sitting in there. They had brought beans, just simple fare, beans and eggs and Cuban bread, and they had even had a little bit of Cuban coffee. And in the midst of all of that, rationing and poverty, they still put on a wonderful, they had fried breadfruit and all this. It was delicious. I mean, if you've ever eaten Cuban food, this was the bare skinnies, but boy, they made it taste incredible. And so we were sitting in there. And of course, as we got ready to pray, the table's about from here to that wall long, and there's pastors and their wives and a number of other people sitting around the walls, and everybody's got food. They're lined up down this way. And the pastors begin like they always did. They're so joyful, telling jokes and different things. After a while, things got kind of serious. And he said, Brother Eliseo got quiet. He said, Pastor Lee says, in this same room, he said, last year, it got real quiet. The other pastors were sitting there leaning in close. I knew it was a special moment. He said, in this same room, he said, we all gathered. And he said, there was no food. He said, things were so bad just a year ago. He said, there was nothing. He said, but we all met and we all trusted God. He said, we sat down just like this, the same table in the same room. He said, we all joined hands. And he said, we began to thank God. Think about this tomorrow as we're chowing on turkey or whatever it is that you're doing. He says, we all begin to thank God. He said, there was nothing to be thankful. There was no food. He said, people were hungry. People had traveled for miles. We had looked and tried to find. Things were under strict control. They really were hammering down hard on the Christians, sending them underground severely. And he said, here we are sitting there. It's grown dark outside. He said, the rain is pouring. There's nothing to cook. He said, somebody had coffee. We drank, you know what that means in Cuba. We had coffee. He said, we're all sitting here. He said, all of us. He said, but he said, the presence of God was so rich. He said, we just said, look, we can't eat. We may as well just give thanks. He said we begin to thank God, begin to honor him. And Eliseo, and when he did this, if you ever doubted the story, you'd never doubt it when you saw those precious Cuban pastors that were there with him when this happened. He said, and suddenly Pastor Lee, and he choked up, started crying. He said, we heard. He said, in Cuba, that's not a good sign. He said, we looked at the big double doors, and I'm looking at him. He's telling the story. He said, those doors rattled. He said, we figured we were in trouble. Somebody got up, walked over to the door, pulled the door open. There's a big diesel Jeep, military Jeep, Cuban guard, in the rain. He said a humongous Cuban guard with a beard walked in through the doors with a whole hog over his shoulder. He barked an order, walked in, threw it down. True story. Walked in through. He can't get through the stories. I'm telling you this story. He's telling me this story. He's crying. They're crying. He lays the whole hog down on the table. He goes, he gives an order. They bring in beans and corn and vegetables. They bring it all in and lay it down out across that table. He said, Brother Lee, he said, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. And the guy left as abruptly as he came and disappeared into the night. He said, we're convinced that was an angel and that God was telling us, be thankful, bless your enemies, pray for them. He said, we knew. He said, we ate to our fill. Never ever dreamed what would take place. But he said, there is power and giving thanks. I never forgot that. Sitting in there at that same table the following year, and what a powerful time in the Lord we had that year, but to hear those guys and to watch what had happened. How many are thankful today? You know, Paul tells us to be thankful for all things. He's not saying be thankful for the stuff the devil sends your way. The all things that he's referring there is for all things that God has freely given to us. But in another place, he says, be thankful in all things. That means when you're going through it and the devil's slamming you and everything's upside down, you can still be in the midst of struggle. Thankful. Can you lift your hands with me right now? Father, we are thankful. Hallelujah. And I thank you that we can lift our voice, a voice of praise, that activates the word of God. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be. Not only will I be saved from mine enemy, but a big Cuban guard might deliver the goods. The very guy I thought I should hate, the very person I thought I should be. You know, put that in your own way. Isn't that powerful? I think that's one of the most beautiful stories that I have ever heard. My God. You know what it reminded me of? Turn with me to Psalms 23. Woo! That's good news. Psalms 23. You know, we these scriptures become, we got to be careful because they'll become cliche. They'll become mundane. Uh-uh, man, this is a promise. Listen to what David, prophet and king and psalmist, listen to what David pens. He said, the Lord, supernaturally, prophetically, speaking of you and my Jesus, says, the Lord is my shepherd. I'll not lack anything. Allah. Woo! He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, that's speaking of this very same word, they comfort me. They protect me. Thou preparest a table before me. Eliseo quoted that very scripture when he shared that story that night, that big Cuban guard from out of the night and vanished as quickly as he came. Isn't that amazing? You know, God still does that, people. He still does that. I was standing in a circle in Honduras with about 10 or 11 other missionaries, and my parents were at the beginning of their ministry standing on ranch property. We had stepped through a gate that said no trespassing. Dad had seen this property in a vision. Walked up on the hill. He said, I know I saw this in a dream. I know this is the place. And while we were standing there, we joined hands in a circle and prayed. There are palm trees to the exact number of those of us that were praying on that property today in a ministry that has reached literally tens of thousands of Hondurans through a school, state-of-the-art, that still exists there today. But here's the neat part of that story. When it was nothing but a cow pasture, a little guy in a cowboy hat and rubber boots walked over the horizon and down to where we're at. They had inquired about the property, and they said the property's locked up. Part of the people live in the States. Part of the people here live here. There's a family feud. It's not for sale. There's no way. No. Final. We walked in there, stood in a circle, joined hands and prayed. A man with a little cowboy hat and rubber boots walked down over the hill. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And he interrupted us and he says, what are you doing here? My dad immediately began to apologize. We're so sorry. We're leaving. We know we shouldn't have come in. We saw the sign, but, you know, we were praying. And he says, no, it's okay. He says, I'm in charge here. What do you need? Dad said, well, we were told this property. He said, that is not true. Go inquire. And he named the people. They know the situation with this property, and they'll sell it to you. Dad said, okay, thank you. Wow. Little old campesino guy with a cowboy straw hat and rubber boots. And he left. Dad called the number, got a hold of the people, boom, boom, boom. What was an impossibility. Within days, the thing was going through. They searched the country over, never found the little guy. He gives his angels. Come on, are you here today? Was that a big old angel that came looking like their enemy? Huh? Who knows? I'll tell you what, though. Thanksgiving. Come on, can we lift our hands one more time? Ha, 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 ha. Thanksgiving. How we love you. How we honor you. Power. The Bible speaks of a sacrifice of praise. It's easy to give thanks when things are going good. But boy, there's something special when we can lift our hands and worship Him and love Him and be thankful when it's not. That's referred to as a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we receive life tonight and strength. Thank you for a great day tomorrow in Jesus. Thank you for the abundance of wealth that we enjoy. Thank you, Father, that our prayers have been heard, that you are faithful to complete that which you have begun in us. How we love you. Oh, man. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup has just enough to get by. Oh, no. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. How about that, Patrick? As I'm believing God in my business, I don't have to chase God. He's chasing me. All I got to do is cooperate. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's only a quarter after. Don't knock each other down in your rush to get up here first. Give us one thing. Tell us one thing that you can be thankful for. In fact, we're going to make this easy on you. We're family. Just state one thing you're thankful for. It doesn't have to be simple. And yeah. Isn't it great, the power of Thanksgiving? My day, huh? She's a preacher. That's what I'm saying. We had to watch these preachers. No, go ahead.
I'm thankful for His faithfulness. I've been praying for a little lady that used to come here. She was having a rough situation at home. Today at Safeway, I got to see her. I had totally lost contact with her. The last time I saw her, she was looking very frail. Today she was walking in the peace and the love of the Lord. She said, I woke up this morning praising God because he's put it all together. Everything's in place in her life. And it was just such a blessing to stand there in Safeway and just to love her.
Amen. That's wonderful. Good news. Good news.
I have a lot to be thankful for. We're glad to be back.
We're glad you're back.
It was a long year, but we're glad to be back here. Glad, thankful that God's word is, being taught to us. It's becoming more real to us. Thankful for, spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That I'm very thankful for.
Perfect. Praise God.
I'm very thankful for the love of God and for finding this church and just you helping show us that.
I'm not good at this.
First time speaking.
I know.
And we don't do it very often, so you can relax. We're good.
No. I'm very thankful for my family and for my new family. We're really excited to be part of this family. And we feel like we're home. And that's a beautiful feeling that when you've been looking and you find it, you just know. And very, very thankful. Thank you.
What an honor, Chris. Thank you. And we are equally blessed.
You've got the beautiful voice.
Nothing.
Okay.
Have you enjoyed her singing on Sundays?
Yes.
And that's beautiful.
Gosh, my name is Leanna, and John and I just moved here full-time from Phoenix about 5-6 years ago, and everything just fell into place. It was just incredible, blessings in every way you can imagine. And we had a church that we loved in Phoenix, and we never thought we could find another church that we liked as much as the one in Phoenix. So when we came, when anybody ever told, we would visit a different church every Sunday. And whenever we met somebody and they said, come to our church, we would be there the next Sunday. But nothing felt right. Nothing felt like home. And then you were in secondhand, man, and one of the guys who works there, we were just looking around. He started talking to us. We found out he's a Christian, and he said, we told him, we asked him where he went to church, and he said, Chino Valley Family Church. And so we said, we'll be there next Sunday. And so we came and just fell in love with it. And, miracle, all miracles, we like it better than our church in Phoenix. So we come out
wow,
to Little...
Wow, what an honor.
We come out to Little...
I didn't prompt them, you guys, I promise. I'm enjoying this as much as you.
So we come out to Little Chino Valley, multiple times a week, right? And just absolutely love it and love the drive out here. I mean, it's so much better than being on the freeway in Phoenix. Oh, thank you, Lord. We see the antelope, and it's just, we never get tired of it. And, the Lord has just blessed us in every way. And
we have been blessed by you as well.
It's just incredible.
I'm thankful for life.
Oh.
God gave me life when I was a teenager, and I had a brain tumor, and the way they normally handled it in the United States was a lobotomy first, and then they took the tumor out to save your life. My doctor was on a plane coming from Canada, just happened to sit next to a doctor who had perfected another way of not doing a lobotomy and still taking the tumor. was the first in the United States to have that. And before the surgery, chaplain came in, I wasn't born again. And he said, well, you know, can I pray for you? And I let him pray for me. But I said after he left, you know, Lord, if you save me, I'll serve you. And when I woke up after, I don't know, a couple weeks in intensive care, first thing that came to my mind was, oh, he's going to send me to Africa. He's sending me to Africa. So I ran for a while. Well, he gave me life then, but then he gave me the life. There's only one the life. And he gave me both life and the life. So he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
For about 10 years now with the old days, but goodies. Yes, from the very beginning with Lee. I remember when we were doing worship a long time ago, and Lee said, don't give it up. And my husband said something after that. That was Cowboy Church many years ago. And my husband said, you know, let's go try Lee's church. So I said, yeah, let's do that. Because a pastor had left and he went to New Mexico and there was no place else. We just said, Lord, where do we go? Where do we fit? Where's our slot? And we fell in love with Lee and Jackie, you know, right away. And so when we came, we just were still here 10 years. And Jimmy and Chad were my little Assembly of God kids. And Lee said to me one time, I'll never forget his words. I don't even know if you remember this. He said, they belong to us. I'm going, I looked at him and to myself, I said, you ain't getting those kids out of that Assembly of God church, you know, because I've been there for years, to myself. But it wasn't too long after, and here comes Gene and Chad. They were going through a rough time at that time, and they just were at my house.
I
and
you know,
they were messed up for that first time. You know, it's very easy, but when you see your kids go astray, something that happened to Gina with her oldest. That's what happened. It broke her heart, and she was probably given up because she stood on those knees and wore them out for Chad many years.
Sure.
So, but I don't want to keep going. But anyway, we're here. We love the Lord. We've been here for a long time. We've served in some places, and right now we're just saying, "Okay, God, we're just sitting here, whatever you want. We're here." So, glad to have Gene and Chad and the kids here, and been through a lot, but we're trucking on. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful to be alive.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm thankful for all the prayers of the saints in this church. You know, it prayed for me when I was doing that heart surgery and another thing. Anyway, I'm thankful for the life. You know, and I'm getting stronger in Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You're live, right?
Well, I'm thankful for Tina Brown, which I never thought I would say that. You love the drive, but when you used to come through here, I always go, oh my gosh, who would want to live here? But we had to retire from Prescott, and my husband died about 3 years later after we moved here, so I've been coming to the church about 7 years. And I am just so grateful for this church because it is a family. And being a widow, this church takes that seriously. Carol supplies, Carol and Daryl supply me with eggs, and Jimmy Anderson's doing stuff for me, and they paint and help paint my house, and just so many things. And I just feel so blessed that we have that, and just the support of the whole church. And I didn't get to work here, which is kind of neat. So I want to say one thing that about worship and about being grateful. When I first started coming, probably, I can't remember, but the sanctuary was that way, and the doors were over there. And we were singing in the morning, and it was so cool because I just saw like this cyclone looking thing, circle thing, and it was like as we were singing, the praise was going up and it was going in a circle, and there were like demons, that it was just knocking all over the place. And so I always think about that when we're praising the Lord and in corporate worship, how powerful that is. And that's just a part of the church, the music, and being able to do that. So yes. I'm grateful for that.
Actually, I have a very blessed life, and I'm very thankful. And I'm thankful for my daughter, and my grandbaby, granddaughter. Thanks. Moving down here, by God, and then the church.
That was short and sweet, wasn't it?
Right. I'm just trying to get it out.
Supposed to be. That's right. Terry and I are so thankful to be here. We are in the ministry of the Gideons International, and we love that ministry. It's an honorable place to be and to serve. And so we've been to a lot of churches where Terry has given an annual report and told what the ministry is doing. And so we've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. And this ain't bad.
And this ain't ugly.
And we're pretty cute, too. But we love being here, and we're thankful that we're here. And thank you for your acceptance of us as we are.
It's more than acceptance. Yeah, I arrived from Michigan in December of 2013 because our son was diagnosed with brain cancer and had a short time to live. And so we arrived in Arizona, sold our house in Michigan. But in September of this year, he is now in remission and doesn't even have to have any MRIs for a whole other year. So he just bought a new house. He's going to be around for a long time. So praise God.
I'm thankful for grace.
Thankful for grace.
And the ability to accept God's love. Because if you can't accept it, you can't be thankful for any of this stuff.
Praise God. That's wonderful. And who's the young man you have with you? Your son. I'm Lee. Good to have you here. Hanging with Mom.
I'm thankful for Team Valley Family Church. And, you know, I went through the worst time of my life 3 years ago. I don't think I would have survived in any other church but this one. And this church, I can safely say, it does not shoot its wounded.
To transform. But we are honored and blessed. Thank you.
Well, I'm blessed to have a family that I grew up knowing the Lord. And this is probably the first Thanksgiving that I'm here by myself.
Uh-oh.
So we were supposed to be in our new home, and that's not going to happen. So I told everybody, just don't worry about it, and we exchanged everything for Christmas. So anyway, so I'm going to be at Olive's house tomorrow.
Well, that's not a bad place to be.
And I thank, yes, and I thank God for family, not just physical, spiritual family members and the people in this church. And there's so many people I don't even know, and I started a long time ago here too. So I just feel like I'm kind of like, I don't know some of you, but it's nice to see new faces here.
Praise God.
I am thankful for breakthroughs.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's good preaching.
I am thankful that the Lord brought me here. And it was the Lord that brought me here. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And he's led me into a ministry, the online ministry that I do, and I interact with a lot of people, and now we're part of the reentry program. And there's been a lot going on with the gal that my wife's been dealing with. She's lost a lot of people recently. And I talked to her one night, and she asked to talk to me, and then now she's lost somebody else, and now I just found out I have an aunt who has cancer. And I'm believing she's going to come out of that okay. I don't have a problem either way. But I was watching The Shack the other night. It was on again on HBO or something, free weekend. And that's a tough movie if you've ever seen it to watch. But suddenly, right in the middle of it, the Lord gave me this vision. And this is a tough time of year for a lot of people. We lose people, and it comes back to us now. And the Lord showed me, especially with this gal, if Don talks to her again soon, and I shared this with Don today, was the Lord showed me, he says, when somebody passes out of our lives, those pictures of them and those memories are really painful, and they're really hurt, and we don't want to look at them. But as time passes by, those very same things that hurt turn to gold and become precious to us. And this becomes the gold, the silver, and the precious gems that even God allows us to be greedy with and to hoard and take into eternity with us. And that is something that is very, very special. And that is the true treasure that we carry with us. And that all these other things that people think are treasure is going to be the wood, hay, and stubble that burns away. And then the Lord said to me, he says, and tell her, that's how I feel about her. And that's how I feel about every single one of you. You're my treasure, and I don't want to lose you. And if that's how we can reach them, then that's what we need to do. And that's what he shared with me.
Yeah, beautiful. So you're thankful for?
And I'm thankful for the Lord always sharing with me. He's special.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm thankful for this church and what it means to me and what the way God has worked in here and God has fit us to find a place to give us things to serve in this church. I love it. And I always look for God to do the little things in my life. We're kind of laid back, and we don't see much happening, but something happened last week that I'm really thankful for. And it was a little thing, but it was big to me.
Yeah.
We were in Parker with our trailer, and we had stayed overnight, and Vicky went out to sit by the river in a chair, and I was in the trailer, and she wasn't coming back. Finally, she came back in the dark, and I heard her grunt behind the trailer, groan. I thought, what's going on here? So she had fallen. She came to put the chair down. It was pitch black back there. And she fell and flopped on her face on the asphalt. I rushed out there, and here she's all laying out. She can't get up. So I reached down to help her, and I missed the step. I missed the curb, and I fell down.
And you fell for her all
over
again. On my
face.
How sweet. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. That was terrible. I should not have interrupted.
No, I thought of
that. You thought of that?
Okay. I did, yeah. But you know...
You fell too.
Yes, and I hit my head.
My Lord.
Here, she hit her head.
That's not funny.
No, and you know, old people break all their bones when they fall. We didn't break... Well, she's pretty tough. So anyway, long story short... we got each other up. It was funny because, and I didn't know how bad we're bleeding, actually. It is dark. And so I went and got a light, and we got each other, we stood up. And anyway, the bottom line is we were good. God blessed us, and it was true favor. And I started to worship the Lord for that. It could change your life.
Oh, man.
Falling down. And I missed hitting the trailer side with my head.
Could have been a, yep.
Anyway, so that was a wonderful It wasn't nice, but it turned out beautiful anyway. And I heard a preacher say one time that he talked about Moses when God told Moses to go to Pharaoh. And so Moses said, well, he'll want to know who sent me. Who will I say sent me? And he said, and God told Moses, he said, tell him I am sent you. And the bottom line was, he said that God is I am. And he said, I am not. But he said, in God, I am.
Amen.
And it changes everything. That's a beauty. And I love the Lord for that.
Praise God. Good. I am healed. I am whole. Wise. That's what the word says, right? What are you thankful for, Earl?
I am thankful for the church and the people in the church. And I'm thankful for Jim Anderson and Olive. Jim Anderson comes and knocks on my door and checks on me and see if I'm okay and stuff like that. I'm thankful for having someone like that. It does care.
Well, friend.
I'm thankful for you and Jackie and John Corbett and a lot of people that do care. It's been a rough 3 months, but I'm getting better and my health is coming back. And I thank God for that. I think it's been a long, been a hard time, but I got through it.
Amen. Thank you, Earl.
I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for my church friends. This is the most loving group of people you'd ever like to meet. I'm thankful for that still, small voice that whispers wisdom while you're reading the Bible, especially all the wisdom I get with just a quiet time. So thank God for that still, small voice.
We're thankful for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Don. Good to see you, partner.
I'm thankful for my mom and dad. They're just good people. So
amen.
I want to honor them because they deserve it.
Hey, they certainly do. Thank you, Val. Did you hear that, mom and dad? Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, my word. Glad you're thinking for me. Bill? And Bill would have let it slip right by, too. You can blame her. What are you thankful for, Bill?
How do you use these things?
You just stick it close to your lips and let her rip.
I can't think of anything I'm not grateful for. I mean, there's just everything in my life. I'm the most blessed person in the world. That's what I'm grateful for.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, life is great.
Amen. You live like that, too.
Yeah. I mean, I have praise the Lord. Everything I need, everything I want.
Praise God.
God keeps providing everything I need and everything I want. Not just for me, but everyone in my life, it seems like.
Good stuff. Thank you, Bill. Amen. Give yourselves a good hand clap. Isn't that awesome? Are you ready for turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and yams and meat? What'd you say, meatballs? Huh? Foosball? What's that got to do with Thanksgiving? Oh, okay. Who has something other than turkey for Thanksgiving?
Pizza.
Pizza. Oh, there we go. Pizza. Okay. Who's not having turkey? I can't hardly wait. You're not? That's okay. The Lord will forgive you and Don for not having turkey. Hey, it's great to hear the testimonies. Let's pray and be dismissed. Hasn't this been great? Great fun and wonderful. Just right there where you're sitting, let's pray together as we're dismissed. Lord, once again, how thankful we are. Each one of us here that have known you and walked with you could go on all night long. As we remember your goodness in our lives. Father, I really am thankful. I don't have time to share my testimony, but you've heard it many times while I'm preaching. I would not have my Amber. I would not have my Jackie. I would not have my Levi. I would not have my Rebecca. Our life would be completely different. I wouldn't have a right leg. That's not exaggerating at all. But can you say with me, but God? Oh, man, how thankful we are. You are my hope and my salvation. In you will I trust. How thankful we are for you tomorrow. And I thank you that with tomorrow, with in-laws and outlaws, you prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. No, you know what I'm saying. Aren't you grateful for who he is in our lives? And we just love you tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow. And you heads of homes, you that are heads of homes or part of a family, or you're the one in lead, take a special time out. Stop the clamor and lead your family in thanksgiving. Let it be heard. Let it be known. Amen. And tell your story. Amen. Have a wonderful day in Jesus. And thank you for us.